This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Many people think climate change is a hoax. What would you do to convince them otherwise? Well, the million-dollar question that enabled India's Miss Harna Sandhu to bring back the Miss Universe crown 21 years after Lara Dutta in 2000. So what was her reply? That her heart breaks to see how nature is going through innumerable problems, and it's all due to our irresponsible behavior. She feels that it is the time to take actions and talk less, because every action of ours can either kill or save nature. To prevent and protect is better than to repent and repair. And this is what she tried to convince all on that memorable day. Hello, my fellow biotechnicians. Today, I'll share my two cents on this topic and try my best to convince my listeners. As we all must be knowing, human well-being is closely linked to the health of the environment. According to the World Health Organization, around 24% deaths around the world can be traced back to avoidable environmental factors. People need clean air to breathe, fresh water to drink, and places to live that are free of toxic substances and hazards. So what exactly is this environmental sustainability? Well, it is the responsibility to conserve natural resources and protect global ecosystems to support health and well-being now and in the future. We need to understand that many decisions that impact the environment are not felt immediately. A key element of environment sustainability is its forward-looking nature. Increasing population, along with tremendous escalation in anthropogenic activities, has raised several questions on the sustainability of natural resources on our planet. No part of the Earth is now untouched by the effect of human activities or pollution. Ever-increasing human population and increment in per capita consumption has put great constraint on our natural resources. And on top of that, urbanization, industrialization, and modern agricultural practices have polluted the water resources, air, soil, all around the globe. The natural resources are thus not only being overexploited, but also becoming contaminated with toxic chemicals, making it difficult for the survival of future generations. The ever-increasing emission of greenhouse gases is showing far-reaching impact on the blue planet, and according to estimates of various agencies like USDA and OECD, this will result in temperature by 2 degrees centigrade by 2050. This has and will further change the face of the Earth. Due to this impact of global warming, glaciers and polar ice is melting at rates 2 to 3 times higher in comparison to last century. According to estimates, Earth at present is going through one of the biggest biodiversity loss phase, the impact of which is unforeseen and unpredictable. As per a UN report, the human-caused rate of extinction of species of both plants and animals at present is hundreds of times higher than the natural rate in the past. And as the situation is turning out, it can be thousands of times higher in near future. As an example, it is estimated that the rate at which coral reefs are depleting, they will be completely wiped out in very near future, and with them, several other species will also become extinct. So you see how targeting short-term gains, we humans have destroyed the natural systems with great pace. But it is difficult to estimate the impact of anthropogenic activities on ecology in terms of economics and even the survivability rate of different life forms on Earth. Although the technology has also advanced at a great pace, but we still have hungry people who do not get enough calories to grow normally or even survive. We have issues of availability of potable water, pure air to breathe, and ever-increasing problem of land degradation. Saline soils are going to increase by 50% up to 2050, and land degradation has affected almost every country of the world. Human population is going to produce 27 billion tons of municipal solid waste by 2050, which would require great input of technology to manage, and role of microorganisms will be immense. Amount of non-degradable waste is increasing by the minute, and some of the dangerous recalcitrants are accumulating in the food chains and are the cause of contamination of natural resources and extinction of species, apart from causing harm to the humans. As per recent report published in Scientific Reports, a mass of plastic waste named as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, approximately 1.6 million kilometer square in size, is floating on the surface of Pacific Ocean. Plastics are also accumulating on land and in water bodies at an unprecedented rate, and we need to find a quick alternative for these harmful creations of humans. There are significant risks posed to society by climate change, including increased negative impacts on human health, frequency of severe weather events, and the potential disruption of supply chains essential to provide medicines and vaccines to patients. So as we begin to experience the long-term consequences of exponential industrial growth and energy use, we must act to reverse these effects and prevent further damage, ensuring we have healthy places to live for generations to come. For businesses, it means committing to environmentally sustainable practices to help build thriving communities and secure future growth potential. The pandemic has further emphasized the importance of protecting our environment. Businesses cannot succeed alongside ecological degradation. In fact, artificial intelligence can help develop more sustainable ways forward. To become truly sustainable, companies must adopt measurable goals. These encompass key areas. To foster conservation and biodiversity, companies can set aims to reduce water withdrawals on a year-on-year basis at office locations. They could source paper and wood-based packaging from sustainably managed forests, while those planning construction projects could opt for third-party sustainability certifications. Technology can be aid in key mitigation areas. Green energy consumption and reducing energy-related emissions are critical in climate change mitigation. Companies should begin to obtain a share of their electricity needs from renewable sources now. They can set goals for the next 5 and 10 years to gradually increase renewable energy in the overall consumption mix. Companies owning data centers should also consider improving their average cooling efficiency, the metric for maintaining an ideal temperature that ensures companies can fully harness the power of their processors over a short time horizon. Upgrading their servers can also help companies reduce power consumption per unit of delivered work. So, how it is important to access the impact of human activities on the local ecosystems and planet as a whole on a regular basis? Well, use of latest technologies and tools although help in the assessment of the situation, but the need is to find green solutions as well. Biotechnological approaches and green technologies are providing the solutions to these problems. Scientists are in process of developing green fuels and novel energy sources which could replace petroleum products and provide green energy so as to cut down the emission of greenhouse gases. Similarly, management of pollutions, organic wastes, and biodegradation of contaminated sites is being achieved by the help of biotechnological tools. Bioremediation is also a very important task, which is being targeted for replenishing the polluted habitats using microorganisms and phytoremediation techniques. Food security is a big issue faced by the mankind, so sustainable agriculture has still not have been achieved as dangerous and harmful agrochemicals rule the market throughout the globe and have caused great harm to the ecosystems worldwide. To achieve food security through sustainable means by maintaining the fertility and microbial diversity of the soil is still a challenge. Sustainable agriculture and organic farming are the biggest targets for the scientists in the future, and already great results have been reported, wherein chemicals are being replaced by biostimulants and biopesticides. Management of stress in crops and enhancement of productivity of marginal, fragile, and extreme habitats is also the target of the future, which has to be achieved using biological approaches. This will not only lead to food security, but also to sustainability of the agrosystems. So as individuals, what can we do to sustain the environment? Well, we make choices about our own activities, and inevitably they involve choices about resource consumption. I'm not saying that we can not fly on airplanes to travel to any global climate conferences, but there is a great value in considering the importance of the attendance at the conference and asking if the trip is an indulgence or if you will have an important opportunity to learn and teach. So this year, they have taught us how to attend events virtually. There is little question that live presence at an event enables a type of communication that can't be achieved virtually. Many times, you will judge that the financial and environmental cost of the trip is far outweighed by the benefits. Those are the times you should travel. But here is the thought process. The analysis of environmental costs and benefits. That is at the heart of an individual's responsibility for environment sustainability. Individuals are responsible for thinking about their impact on the environment and whenever possible, minimize the damage they do to the planet. Individual responsibility and the thought process and value shift that stimulates individual action as the foundation of the social learning process required for effective collective action. To put it in simple words, individual change and collective system level change are interconnected. The fact is that on a planet of nearly 8 billion people, it is too late for many of us to get back to the land and live as one with nature. There's too many of us and not enough nature. There is an absolute limit to our ability as individuals to reduce our impact on the planet. Therefore, system level change is absolutely needed. But system change requires individuals to understand the need for change along with a well-understood definition of the problem. The cognitive dissonance of identifying a problem but never acting on it is really very difficult to live with. Everyone needs to turn on the lights at night, start the shower in the morning, turn on the AC, and possibly drive somewhere on a special day. I would never argue that you should give up on these basic forms of consumption. Instead, I believe we should all pay attention to the resources we use and the impact it has. We are responsible for that thought process and the related analysis of how we as individuals might accomplish the same ends with less environmentally damaging means. So every day we make choices in our lives that affect the environment, the climate, and other species. From what we eat to how much family we have, there's a lot we can do to choose the wild and reduce our environmental footprint to leave more room for wild animals and plants. I'll tell you a few of those. First is think twice before shopping. Reduce, reuse, recycle. May feel old, but is just as important as today when the phrase was coined. Every product we purchase has an environmental footprint. From the materials used to create it, to the pollution emitted during manufacturing, to the packaging that ends up in landfills. So before you buy, ask yourself if you really need it. If you do, consider buying gently used instead of new, and look for minimal packaging and shipping. Second, make sure your big purchases have big environmental benefits. For example, if you're buying a new car, Look for a fuel-efficient model. You will save thousands of money and reduce your carbon footprint over the years. If you're buying a new refrigerator, washer, or dryer, look for the Energy Star label to find the most efficient appliances. If you need a new water heater, considering upgrading to solar. Third point, go plastic free. Today, billions of pounds of it can be found in swirling convergence, making up to 40% of the world's ocean surfaces. Every year, thousands of seabirds, sea turtles, seals, and other marine mammals are killed after ingesting plastic or getting tangled up in it. You can start cutting down on the plastic waste in a few simple steps. Use reusable bags when you shop, ditch single-use water bottles, bags, straws, and avoid products made from or packaged in plastic whenever possible. Example, select unwrapped produce at the grocery store. Shop local, cut down on online shopping. Next point, boycott products that endanger wildlife. Some products harm endangered species by threatening their habitat, from cutting down old-grown forests to using up the water that riparian species need to survive. To avoid contributing to the endangerment of wildlife, shop wisely and look for products made from sustainable materials. Fifth point, pay attention to labels. From coffee to fruit to clothing, the number of options out there can really be overwhelming. But there are some clear leaders when it comes to minimizing your impact on wildlife and the planet. For example, go for shade-grown coffee, which is grown while keeping forest habitats intact for migratory birds and other species. Choose fair trade certified goods when possible to support companies dedicated to sustainable production and paying laborers a fair wage. Buy organic food whenever possible. It may cost a little more, but it keeps harmful pesticides out of our land and water, protecting farm workers, wildlife, and family. Next point, be water wise. Skip the bottled water. Extraction of water and production of all those plastic bottles is notoriously harmful to communities and wildlife. Water conservation is also critical, especially as our growing population puts increased demands on the nation's water sources and we face unprecedented droughts. You can conserve water by taking shorter showers, fixing leaky toilets, and choosing low flow and low water appliance options. Seventh point, drive less, drive green. Changing your driving habits can dramatically reduce your carbon footprints. Walk, bike, carpool, or use public transportation whenever possible. Combine errands to make fewer trips. Participate in or start car-free days in your community. It's also important to keep your car in great shape with regular tune-ups and tire inflations. Next point is green your home. Just as keeping your car in shape improves your fuel efficiency, keeping your home in shape improves your energy efficiency. Ensure your home has energy-saving light bulbs for more efficient lighting. Ninth point, choose wild energy. Kicking the fossil fuel habit is critical to saving wildlife, slowing climate change, and protecting our lands and water. So if you have the choice, pick electricity supplier, use a green E-certified company that generates at least half its power from wind, solar, and other clean sources. Also explore the options and tax credits for installing rooftop solar panels or solar water heating in your home. Take extension of your plate. Meat production is one of the most environmentally destructive industries on the planet. Responsible for massive amounts of water use, pollution, greenhouse gas emissions, and habitat destruction. You have three chances a day to improve the health of the planet. By reducing the meat consumption, you can reduce the environmental footprint. Prevent food waste with smart planned shopping and creative ways to consume what you purchase. You don't want to waste all the natural resources that went into producing it. Next point, choose to have a smaller family. With more than 7.5 billion people in the world and more every day, our demands for food, water, land, and fossil fuels are pushing other species to extinction. We can achieve an ecologically sustainable population in ways that promote human rights, decrease poverty and overcrowding, raise our standard of living, and allow plants, animals, and ecosystems to thrive. Last but not the least, use your voice and your vote. One of the best things you can do for wildlife and the planet, today and for the future, is to get politically involved in your community and at the national level. Vote for candidates with stronger environmental platforms. Urge your representatives to pass stronger policies to limit greenhouse gases, fight climate change, protect our wildlife and public lands, and support access to reproductive health services. Better education and access to family planning services decreases family size and our overall carbon footprint, helping children and wildlife thrive. Sign and share action alerts, attend events, and talk to your friends and endangered species protection and the need to address human population growth and overconsumption. So thus, environmental sustainability is one of the biggest challenge and important targets at present times. It is a key strategy against the backdrop of the growth of human population and the rampant exploitation of environment by humans. The underlying concern of modern society is that while today people are enjoying the comforts of economic development, the future generations are on the verge of confronting scarce natural resources and polluted environment. And it is our most important responsibility to leave the planet as a self-sustainable system, providing equal opportunities of survival, not only to our future generations, but also to all other species cohabiting with us. So let's take a pledge today to take action and do something about it. That's all for now. Thank you, everyone.